Berlin, der Amer.
Yeah, hi. Can you speak English?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, hi. I'm Manas. I'm calling from India on behalf of BIS Private Limited. I'm collecting some info from my client who is interested in buying additives for high-performance plastics. So, can you brief your offerings in this market or connect me to the right person?
Well, you know, our filler is Terramer and Terramer Plus, and it's mainly used in PTFE.
Yeah. PTFE is a high performance plastic, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to know? I didn't get your question.
Okay. So, actually, I want to know for which application it is used.
It is used mainly in PTFE to improve the abrasion and wear. So PTFE itself is a rather soft polymer, and if you want to use it, yeah, you use fillers. You can use the inorganic ones like glass, but if they don't do the job, you go to the polymeric fillers. Yeah, for example, if you have bearings with aluminum as counterpart, glass will ruin the aluminum. The polymer like Terramer wouldn't ruin the aluminum.
Okay. And it is used in as lubricant or like stabilizer, plasticizer or flame deterrent. So I think these are the functions of additive.
You use it, you blend it with the powder and the PTFE anyways, it's great compression. So if you make tubes, yeah, for example, if you go for inliners in Bowden gears, yeah, that's a good application for Ceramer, yeah, or compression molding. Yeah, it's not a lubricant, it's just for the tribological properties, so the abrasion and wear is drastically reduced, and the good properties, chemical resistance, temperature resistance of PTFE is remained.
Okay, one more thing I want to know, like it is used in liquid polymers also or only in like solid polymers?
It's not for liquid. The Ceramer is a polymer and it's solid and it's not soluble, it's not meltable, it stays like a solid.
Okay, it is used in solid. Okay.
Yeah, so you can use it in emulsion. You can use it in the emulsion of PTFE powder. Yeah, so for coatings. Yeah,
okay.
It's not liquid, but it's emulsion. Yeah, and then use it as a co-lubricant and in emulsions for PTFE.
Okay. Oh, okay. And it is used in, if you talk about end-use industries, so like it is used. So that in transportation, medical equipment, or electronics, and
it's not used in medical because we don't have the permissions. It's used in food industry. We have the FDA approval from the U.S. for repeated use with the food. But it's mainly used in the automotive industry, in the energy industry, compressors, and gears, so gaskets for compressors and stuff like that.
Okay, and if we talk about the whole like high-performance plastics, so I think the most used in the industry will be, I think, transportation. Is it?
Sorry, I didn't get it. But you can look at our homepage. We have a good brochure with a lot of applications and technical data. So maybe you can download it and then you can easily read.
Oh, okay. So can you help me with one more thing? Like, so it is it the most used high performance plastic? like if we would talk about demand, there are various types of high performance plastics. So the PTFE is mostly used, or there is another one which is used most than this?
It's mostly PTFE, because
okay,
the effect
okay.
is the highest in PTFE, because the PTFE itself is a soft polymer.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. And can you put some insight on, like, in which region it is used mostly, like UK or North America or Europe or China, Asia, in this way?
It's distributed equally in China, US, and Europe.
Ah, okay, in China, US, and Europe. Yeah, well, thank you so much. And can you tell me, like, is it just demand is going to, what will be the projection in future? Like, is it going to be increase, or like there will be some regulations which can decrease the applicability?
With capacity is okay. We have no issues with capacity.
Okay, so if demand is going to increase in future, like, very much.
It's the PTFE market is rather constant. It's slowly increasing with the years.
As we can see, like, electric vehicle adoption is growing very fast. So I think it is used in, as you said, it is used in electric vehicle and transportation and other motor vehicles. So its demand is, I think, going to increase very fast.
This may be, we don't know. Yeah. We are a chemical company, and we are not too much in marketing and things like that. Now, if somebody orders it and we deliver, and the PTFE market is rather closed, so we are known in the market, and that's it.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.